Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Cracking Open the Default.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and on the third day he will be raised. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked a favor of him. And he said to her, What do you want? She said to him, Declare that these two sons of mine will sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom. But Jesus answered, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink? They said to him, We are able. He said to them, You will indeed drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left, this is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. When the other 10 heard of it, they were angry with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you. But whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. God's way really isn't our way, is it? Try as we might, undoing the default thinking of power and authority having to do with being in charge, getting it right, and having influence really does have its grasp on us. Listening to this passage today, I could easily take any part of these disciples. Zebedee's sons, getting someone else to ask the risky question. Yes, been there. The mother of Zebedee's sons, reverencing Jesus, just so to ask what I want. Yes, I've been there too. Or any one of the other 10 disciples who are squabbling because someone else might get more than me? Yes, I could check that one too. What about you? Do any of these parts of the disciples resonate for you? Could you play the part without much practice? I was reminded recently that the whole point of our Lenten journey is to open up our limited views of God and to touch more deeply the great mystery who is God so that we affect change and meaning and purpose for full life, for all. One precious layer of this great mystery who is God is demonstrated by Jesus' infinite patience in this passage. We see merciful, compassionate, patient Jesus as he takes every opportunity to invite a deeper understanding in these verses, both to the 12, to us, to the mother of Zebedee's sons. Lesson 1, what to expect in Jerusalem. Lesson 2, what do you want? Lesson 3, can you, will you drink from my cup? And then the lesson that my way is not about where we sit. No, God's way is the servant way. God's way is the last as first and the first as last. God's way is captive to the authority of the suffering. Jesus' patience in these verses humbles us. And this same patience is afforded to us in the weeks of Lent. Hopefully, we can pause long enough today to take a long, loving look at our own journey with Christ into Holy Week. And we too can touch more deeply the great mystery who is God. In this pause, we can breathe and touch truth. We can acknowledge our own truth, our own hunger for being influential, our own begrudging of someone else's success, our own need to be at the top. Lent offers opportunity after opportunity of fasting, prayer, and alms to take such pauses. By acknowledging these default ways that are so embedded in ourselves, we allow grace to seep in and crack open our limited views of God and of what is possible when we do it God's way, the servant way, the authority of the suffering way. In these days of Lent, may the remaining journey that we each take allow us to touch more deeply the great mystery who is God, so that all may have life to the full and suffering be transformed. May we allow grace to crack open our own limited views for the life and the good of all.